If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, New York Times bestselling author of The Perfect Storm and War, Sebastian Younger tackles today's challenges in America brought about by our loss of community with his new book, Tribe, on homecoming and belonging. We'll also hear from National Geographic writer and author of The World's Wackiest Roadside Attractions. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific on Alternative Talk 1150 and find more than 400 podcasts at conversationslive.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. And that would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. We appreciate that. And that also will then put all the phenomenal animal posts that I post will come up on your timeline. So you'll get to see all these fantastic videos and photos and any of the animals in the news stuff that need your attention will come through on your timeline. Hope you do that. If you need to contact Animal World while we're on the air, if you'd like to get in line, by the way, we do have open phone lines. And, you know, as a matter of fact, Kathy, why don't we just do, we'll do Missing Link giveaway now since we've got open phone lines and some have remained open. You can call and actually reach Kathy. And how about where our Missing Link phrase of the day? Talk with your animals with Darcy Pariso. That's a long phrase, but I like that one. Okay, and all you got to do is pick up your phone, give Kathy a call, tell her what version of Missing Link you would like sent to your door. Local number, 425-373-5555. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And our email address is always on the show or off the air, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you need to be in touch with Animal World off the air, you certainly can do that via the website, marthanorwalk.com, or Facebook. But you can also contact me directly. And, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer and work with people privately over the phone or in their homes to help them understand their animal friends and solve problems. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so it's always worth giving me a call. And you can reach me at 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And, of course, if you'd like to be a part of our Animal World family of advertisers, you don't have to be advertising something that has to do with animals if it's something that is good and serves animals, humans, or this planet, then we would love to make you part of the Animal World family. You can contact me about that. Again, 360-217-7258. And if you need to post something to Animal World via the Animal World, via the U.S. Postal Service, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. Now, you want to contact Darcy off the air, then her website is www.darcypariso, that's Paris with an O, P-A-R-I-S-O, darcypariso.com, and her phone number is 425-280-5132. And of course, then you can also see her, I think, you know, one of our previous callers did, saw you at a psychic fair or something around that. Mm-hmm. And when we're going to do current events here pretty soon, and Darcy's got some stuff on current events, so we'll tell you about that. But right now, let's get back to Carmen in Seattle. Welcome back to Animal World, Carmen. Darcy's been tuning in to the situation while we've been, you know, turning over the hour. And are you still there, Carmen?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So anything more you need to know from Carmen, Darcy, or have you got something to share
with
her?
Well, he was talking to me, and the first thing that he said was that he really loves you and appreciates all that you're doing for him. And
this would be Ender, the kitty.
This is Ender, your cat, yes. And he feels that, like, you have gone above and beyond, and he's very grateful.
Mm.
What does he want? He said peace and harmony. peace and harmony. So
the peace and harmony prayer would be good to do.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing that, Martha.
Have you?
Day.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Good.
Oh, I love it.
Good for you.
I love hearing from listeners that they're doing the peace and harmony prayer. Oh,
that's exactly what he said, peace and harmony. And then the next thing he said is, or what he showed me, that he's feeling kind of frustrated. He said that he wants to help change things for the better. And it feels like it's like in your living situation, relationship, and he's trying to change things, he's trying to help. But he doesn't know what else to do. So that's the frustration. And
I'm a little. So is there's something going on? So Carmen, you're not the only one that lives with this cat.
No, my boyfriend also.
Oh, okay. So there's two of you. So yeah. I'm just trying to stay up with this to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
So does that mean there's something going on between Carmen and her boyfriend, or with Carmen, or with the boy? There's something going on here that Ender's not happy about.
Well,
Carmen, do you know what that is?
No.
Oh.
What he showed me is he feels like he's in a holding pattern. Those are his words.
Who, the boyfriend's in a holding pattern?
No, your cat Ender.
Ender's in a holding
Ender
pattern.
Ender feels like he's a little frustrated that there's something he wants to help with.
Hmm.
He wants to change things. He wants to help, you know, make it better. He doesn't really know what else he can do. It feels like he's been trying. Like he's been trying to move things in a positive direction and be helpful, but he doesn't know what else to do. He feels in the holding pattern. So he said that sometimes the energy feels out of balance or a little heavy, or things are not moving as smoothly, as he would like. He's trying to help. He's trying to help, and that's when he wants to go out. He just wants to kind of
He wants
get
to
a
leave.
Refresher.
He wants to go
yeah,
out because
air.
He doesn't like the energy or the energy. And the, is this?
And I think
because it doesn't sound like this is ringing any bells for Carmen.
Well, I think no. that you both have really good energy, but it feels like there's an underlying problem. Whether it's
is this a
you know,
problem
health or in, work or something okay. that's feeling like there's kind of a block around it that he is trying to. Help that to be better.
So let me ask this, if you get this started, is it like on an emotional level a relationship issue between Carmen and the boyfriend? Is it on a physical level something going on physically with Carmen or the boyfriend that's not being addressed or isn't being helped or that needs to be addressed?
Well, it feels a little bit like of all of those things, like there's a frustration in moving forward. And it feels more like it's more the boyfriend than you, Carmen. Hmm. And just kind of a frustration of wanting to move forward and things not being as they should.
So, Carmen, is your boyfriend stuck in some way, shape, or form?
I don't know. If it's maybe physical, he gets migraines.
He gets migraines.
Yeah.
Now, do you notice when he gets a migraine? Is that a time when Ender paws the door and wants to leave?
No.
But okay.
I'll pay attention on that.
Is this on a physical level with the boyfriend?
Feels like there's some physical energy around him that's changing and that Ender is picking that up and he's trying to like take some of it but to help smooth it out and help things feel better for him. But I still really get frustration with Ender from time to time where he's unable. He feels that he's unable to help, or he's helping.
Okay.
He's doing what he can, but he doesn't know what else to do. So,
well, that's interesting because it sounds like that he's not frustrated because, like, oh, I'm confined in this house or apartment. I want to go out. That's not the frustration. He's frustrated about something that's going on that seems to be related to the boyfriend.
Yeah,
in the household.
He needs to get away from time to time.
Well, and that's what he wants.
It's just a kind of a frustrating energy, and there's pain. But with migraines, it feels like there's like something else in his energy. That's there's the physical, the migraines, but there's also feeling stuck or feeling stalled. Frustration, and that's what Ender is picking up. So
maybe it's time to have a heart to heart with your boyfriend, Carmen.
Yeah,
and find out how he's really feeling. Because men are not, don't mean this offensively, but aren't always the best at expressing themselves. And gosh, that was kind of a theme of the show I started out with this morning, is that it's time to stop being silent and to start speaking up. So maybe it's time for, does that feel, Darcy, like might help that if Carmen has a heart to heart with the boyfriend to kind of find out?
Those are the words I heard.
Heart to heart. It sounds like, Carmen, you need a heart to heart with your boyfriend to find out what's really going on inside of him emotionally,
okay.
Maybe physically too. Is it an emotional thing or a physical thing, or is it both going on, Darcy?
It feels to me like it's both, that there's a feeling of being stalled, of not being where I want to be, of not being able to move forward in the way that I want to.
So maybe that's what the boyfriend is feeling but not expressing, maybe?
Yeah,
okay.
He's holding more of it in than what he's letting you know. And if he can get it out, and even get out and take a walk or go to the gym and exercise or whatever, talk, have this communication, all of those things will help. And then tell Ender that, thank you for helping us, but we're responsible for ourselves, and we're going to take care of our own issue here. And you can help by being positive and by taking care of yourself. And as far as going out, you do not want him to go out, correct?
No. I don't think he'll be safe for him.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So let's tell him that, we're going to clear the energy. Did I give you a clearing prayer, a house clearing prayer?
No.
Okay, I'll send one to you.
Is it long, or is it something we can do on the air?
I can say it quickly. It's best to say it three times, and I will still send it to you.
And this is a house clearing prayer?
Yeah, it's actually an angel prayer, and you can clear yourself with this prayer, and you can also modify it to clear your home. And I just, when I was at the Daylight Healing Center in Edmonds last month, I gave it to several people, and I got an email from a woman that said, my house sat for weeks and weeks, it didn't sell, And then I did the prayer, and the next day it sold.
Woohoo!
And
we want this prayer, Darcy.
Realtors.
Can we all have it?
Really, you know, where I got this from a friend, and she was clearing houses for another friend who's a realtor.
Uh-huh.
And the houses were, people don't know, but when they go into a home and the energy doesn't resonate, they might like the home and the location, but it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And I said, how are you clearing this? And she said, oh, I just say the angel prayer. I said, that's it? And she said, it's very powerful.
Oh, well, let's share this.
So this is my modified version of the angel clearing prayer for people.
Okay.
So for your, I'm going to say it for you. What is your boyfriend's name?
Ender.
Ender is the boyfriend's name?
Yeah.
So the cat and the boyfriend have the same name?
No. A-N-D-E-R-S.
Oh, Ender. Ender.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll say this one time for you, and then the house prayer, and then I'll send it to you, though. Okay. So it's, in God we trust the angels. We ask you to sweep your nets through Carmen and Ender's mental, physical, etheric, and emotional bodies. Also include their body elemental. Remove anything that doesn't belong to them, that is not in their best and highest good, or no longer serves them. Take this energy, return it to source, transmute it to love and forgiveness.
Okay, so let's see. In God we trust angels. We ask you to sweep your nets through the energy field of
Carmen and Ander.
So that would be, so I'm trying to want to get this to work for all of us. So in God we trust angels. We ask you to sweep your nets through the
through the listeners,
through the house, through the animal, through
yes.
the business, through the whatever we want to clear.
Right, right.
Okay, so through the whatever. Okay, so I got that much. And God, we trust angels. Ask you to sweep your nets through.
And I'll say through your home, through Carmen and Andrew's home. Please remove anything that doesn't serve them, is not in their best and highest good, or belongs to someone else.
Okay, wait a minute. Please remove anything that does not serve them, is not in their best and highest good. Go, so you can continue.
Or does not belong to them or belongs to someone else.
And highest good, or is not theirs.
And then what I've added is I say from the top of the roof to the ground below, the surrounding property, and everything in between.
Okay.
And I say
top of the roof to the ground
below, and the surrounding property.
And the surrounding property. Okay.
And everything in between.
Surrounding property and everything in between.
And then I've just added this because I clear my house often, and I say from windows, walls, doors, floors, cracks,
so you add in
crevices,
what add details. Okay.
My own thing is windows, walls, doors, floors, cracks, crevices, everything in between. Remove any energy and send it back to source, transmute it to love and forgiveness. Return it to source, transmute it to love and forgiveness.
Send it back to source and transmute
to love and forgiveness.
Transmute it to love and forgiveness.
And you can modify the words to fit you or whatever you feel, whatever you want to say. It's always your intention. And Robin Alexis says this clearing prayer on Mystic Radio quite a bit. And she encourages people to use it. And lots of people use it for homes, for animals, for people. And it's really powerful. And if you say it three times, it's even more powerful. So I would do that. I would, clear your home. Lots of people like to sage. I don't like smells. My daughters don't. So I always light white candles. I go to the dollar store and buy, 8 or 10 of them and go from room to room. And just with my intention, I can say anything to clear it. You can say something as simple as, I light this candle to clear this space and to bring in the Christ consciousness. And I go from room to room and say that. You could say, call in the angels and bring in the Christ consciousness. You know, whatever it is that you want to say, anything at all, whatever is right for you. And you burn the candle for at least an hour, and then, you know, a couple hours, whatever. And then I just say, you know, thank you for clearing the space, and extinguish it.
Okay, so and Darcy, you're gonna send. Apparently, you have contact information for Carmen, so you'll send her this prayer. For anybody else, that if you weren't able to get it all down quite right, I tried to string that out as long as possible, and I was able to get the notes down. But remember, these shows are archived. So by sometime later today, this show will be up on the audio archives on MarthaNorwalk.com. And at the bottom of the homepage, there's a link to the audio archives. You'd want to listen to the third hour of the show, and then you can, you know, repeat it until you get it all if you'd like this prayer.
And if you want to email me, I have copies of it. I send it to everybody.
Oh.
So if you just shoot me an email and
say... Well, send me a copy, would you please?
Okay, you know, please send me the clearing prayer.
So, okay, Darcy will send me, by email this prayer. So I'll have it, and Darcy's have it. You can go to Darcy's website, darcypariso.com. You can send her an email through her website. Do we want to give out your email address? Or should I just go to your website, or do you want to give out your email address?
Or my email. My email is D for Darcy, Pariso, Paris with an O. So DPARISO at live.com.
Okay, so dpariso@live.com.
Yes.
So you can email Darcy and ask for the prayer, or you can email me, you know, at animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can go through the MarthaNorwalk.com and click send an email, and that'll get to me too. And I'll send it to you once Darcy sends it to me. All right, I think we've covered those bases. All right, Carmen, so does this all make sense to you now, or do you feel like you've got something to do, or is there anything more you need to know?
No, yeah, I have eggs before, but neither of them like it, so I stopped. And I've been doing a...
You have crazy. What before?
Sage.
Oh, sage.
Yeah.
But they don't like it.
Yeah, that's why you can clear it with your intention with a prayer, or you could use the candles if you want to, as long as they're not, you know, left unintent.
Yeah, but it sounds like the big important thing, though, Carmen, is to have a heart-to-heart with Ander.
Okay.
And find out what's going on with him, because there's apparently an imbalance or something going on, or he's feeling stuck or can't move forward. But whatever's going on within him that's bothering Ender the cat.
Yeah.
And that's why Ender wants to leave sometimes, because he needs to get a break. So there must be something big that Ender is suppressing or not addressing. So that's what you want to lovingly get to that. See if you can bring that out, bring it up for healing or whatever.
Yeah. In the meantime,
how do you explain that to someone that doesn't, you know, believe much in energy and stuff like that?
Oh, you don't have to make it about energy. You can just say, you know, it. You know, how are you doing? It just feels like you're...
How are you feeling? Are you happy with your life right now? Are you happy with me and with what our house here? How are you feeling at your da-da-da-da-da-da? We haven't had enough time to really talk, or we haven't, and I feel like we need to.
Yeah, is there anything that's bothering you or feeling frustrated about, or just open-ended in questions and see, you know, what he wants to bring up at this time?
Yeah.
It might be a process.
And maybe he won't, but, you know, at least you're trying. And then you keep praying.
Yeah. Using, you know, the peace prayer is perfect, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty. Now we have a full bank of open phone lines. If you would like to get in for a reading with Darcy, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll do current events. So we get that in. And then Darcy and I will chat about other stuff and whatever, unless you pick up your phone. Local phone number, 425. Oh, and we haven't given away Missing Link either, have we? Did we? No. Okay, so we've got Missing Link to give away if you would like that. We also have wide open phone lines if you'd like a reading with Darcy. So local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And then toll free is 888-298-5527. 1-888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It looks like we've got one caller on the line, but I'm not sure what for yet. So we've got an open lines. We're going to take care of current events here very shortly. But we do have time to get in another phone call or two before the end of the hour, maybe even three. But you got to pick up your phone, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Right now, it's time for current events. Alrighty, speaking of entertainment here, let's see. Well, I'm first on the current events list here, and this is a mark your calendars for. I will be doing my set of classes, Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends. Part one is the Communicating with Animals, focusing on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. And that is going to be at East West Bookshop in Seattle and will be Wednesday, September 14th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And then part two, the human-to-animal transference. We've talked quite a bit about that today on the show, but if you want to learn all the details about it, learn how your physical, mental, and emotional energy affects your animal friends and how to deal with it, that will be on Wednesday, September 21st. Both classes from 6:30 to 9. And you need to call East West Bookshop to register 206-523-3726. That's 206-523-3726. Then, speaking of East West Bookshop, Darcy, you are going to be there this month.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's Wednesday, July 20th, and that's a week from this coming Wednesday, and you're there from 7 to 8:30.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's a shorter class.
Right. It's a presentation.
And so what is this about?
It's the 20th from 7 to 8:30. It's $10, and
oh, it's only $10.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Yeah, it's 1.5 hours. It's a presentation, more talk. It'll be, why animal communication is so important, and all the things that come up. You know, it'll be examples of maybe some things that I've worked on, some stories that are kind of, will drive the point home, and that are kind of fun. Or so it'll be everything, how they take on our energies and how we can help them, things they want us to know, animals and spirit, just why it's important, how to help, with some of the behavior issues and how conversations can often take care of that.
All those things.
And then they'll leave with a handout on how they can start practicing at home with their own animal, some tips.
Excellent. Okay, so that's Wednesday, July 20th at East West Bookshop in Seattle, 7 to 8:30, and it's only $10.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah.
And then let's see, the Conscious Wellness Expo in Kent, that's on Saturday, July 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's the type of situation where, I mean, one of our earlier callers had met you at one of these things. So
yes.
Now, so at this Conscious Wellness Expo in Kent on the 23rd, you're there, and what people do they pay for like mini readings or something, or
they
what
are,
is that?
Yes.
That kind of what it is.
And it's, they say that there's 300 to 500 people that go to these events. It's a huge event, and I offer 20-minute readings for $25, and people sign up, and there's, like I said, there's a lot of people, a lot of return clients come and send referrals, and so we're very, very busy, and it's really a lot of fun. They have things for sale,
and you're not the only one there. It's the Conscious Wellness Expo. So is it a big, huge place?
It's huge. It's at Kent Commons.
Kent Commons, okay.
And I think there's probably 40 or 50 booths at least.
Okay. So lots to do and wander around.
Yeah, they sell drums and crystals and all kinds of things, and every kind of reading, or there'll be maybe some Reiki and massage. There's reflexology the last time I was there. You can sample healing modalities. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Excellent. Cool. All right. So then let's see. What else is next on the current events list? We've got a bunch of stuff going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. Salmon in the Forest. That will be, let's see, there's three presentations of this. It's includes the 45-minute film Salmon Forest and a naturalist-led interpretive tour of the elevated nature walk, which is about a half a mile. Kathy and I have done it. It's great. You really, really will enjoy it. It's geared for seventh graders to adults, and there's going to be three times you can do this. Wednesday, July 13th at 10 a.m., Wednesday, July 20th at 1 p.m., and Wednesday, July 27th at 3 p.m. Each event is limited to 30 people, so reservations are required, and you need to call 425-316-8592, and the website is www.streamkeeper.org, and this is $7 if you're a member of Streamkeeper, $10 if you're not. Then on July 14th, that's a Thursday, that's this coming Thursday, the Way of the Trout that includes the film, and this is what it's, you know, the film I'm sure is marvelous, but the big thing is that you will be one of the first to be able to view the trout, crawfish, sculpin, and freshwater mussels in their new trout stream exhibit and their windows, because Kathy and I were there, we'd see the windows, but they were boarded up. But you'd be able to look right in, you know, the windows are like you look right in the water and can see all these things living out there. So that's going to be really cool. So that's Thursday, July 14th at 7 p.m. And let's see, benefiting Homeward Pet, Kirkland Uncorked, will raise thousands for homeless animals. It's the third year. It's a three-day wine festival, and it takes place July 15th through the 17th, so that's next Friday through Sunday, at Marina Park in Kirkland. Like I said, it's a benefit for Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Over 75 wines, a tasting garden, all-ages street fair, live music, and depending on the day, there's a burger brawl, a boat show, and a grill-off, and a whole lot more. So tickets are available at kirklanduncorked.com, or you can go to homewardpet.org for more info. Let's see. There is coming up in September for Homeward Pet Adoption Center, their dog walk, their fourth annual Happy Tales Wine Walk. And it's a dog walk not like no other. It's been a real big hit in the past. Saturday, September 17th, 18 of Woodinville's finest wineries, as well as 20-plus dog-centric vendors. And tickets are now on sale at homewardpet.org. Paws Walk is back. The 25th walk at Marymore Park in Redmond will be on August 27th, and registration is open at www.pawswalk.net. And I think that probably covers everything I need to mention today on current events, other than want to let you know that next week, got an interesting show coming up. First hour next week, you're going to hear from me and more about my thoughts about veterinary medicine and what's going on there. I'm going to tell you the incredible Dr. Pohl is the show about veterinarian Dr. Pohl that's on Nat Geo Wild, usually on Saturday evenings. Phenomenal country vet that, man, it just does a phenomenal job. Anyway, he's been involved with some legal stuff. And I'm going to tell you the whole story. You're definitely going to want to hear this. And because of this, I am telling you, the same thing could happen to Dr. Jeff. And I will tell you all about it. And that's going to be in the first hour next week. And then, just after 10 o'clock, we are going to welcome back to Animal World. She hasn't been with us here for, gosh, it's been a number of years. But NuPro supplements are one of the longest advertisers terms I've ever had on the air. And Janice, the president of NuPro, is the best talker and storyteller I've ever had on the show. It's certainly one of the top few. And we just always enjoyed having her on. And then her life kind of changed the way mine did at a point where she had an elderly parent with that she needed to care for and so forth, and just couldn't be available on Sundays anymore. Well, all of that is behind her now. And besides that, NuPro has a phenomenal new supplement called Life Spice that is actually fighting cancer and has got all kinds of great stuff in it. So Janice is going to join us, and we will be talking all about the NuPro supplements, and you know, they got great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And wait till you hear the story about NuPro and how it all came about. I mean, you'd be phenomenally impressed, and there's a reason why they've been around so long and are so popular. And then, of course, we'll hear all about the Life Spice, and of course, all of Janice's stories in between and all around. She's a hoot, and she's from New Jersey, and she has the greatest accent. And like I said, I think the woman talks more than I do. So, you know, she really is a great talker. So that's what we're going to do next week. And then the following week, it looks like we're just going to do a behavior training and healing Sunday. And, because that reminds me, what happened to Nan? Nan Peterson, you emailed us last week and had a behavior issue you need to talk about and wanted to know when to call in. I told you you could call this week, but you haven't called in yet. So I don't know what happened to Nan. Nan, if you're out there, it's time for you to call. And, but anyway, there are also 2 weeks from now, I'll be doing a behavior training and healing Sunday and talking about all kinds of great stuff and hopefully wonderful phone calls from you guys. So I guess that's what's going on. All righty. And that brings us up, of course, what time is it? It's time to take care of our advertisers for the last time in this show. So we're going to do that. And Kathy, do we still have Missing Link to give away? Kathy's writing. Trina, do we still have Missing Link? Do you know? I'm not getting the attention. Hello, ladies. Do we still have Missing Link to give away? Kathy's putting somebody on hold here. Do we still have Missing Link to give away? Yes, no, nod your head. Missing Link? No, we haven't given away. Okay, so we still have Missing Link to give away. I don't know who Kathy's been talking to, but if you would like some Missing Link, we would love to send you some. And if you would like a reading with Darcy, we've got time to fit you in. Give us a call, local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why the Missing Link was created. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in some Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila! You've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for just about everything in an animal suit. There are three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, the other on hip and joint, and the senior formula with the New Zealand green muscle. There is a formula for cats, and there's a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There is a bird formula. There is a poultry formula for your chickens, especially your city chickens. And there is a horse formula as well. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Charlotte Stewart of Little House on the Prairie and Twin Peaks fame talks about her storied career in TV.
In hour number two, Paul Davids, veteran film producer, author, and artist, brings solid evidence of spirit communication in a spellbinding story.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Talk With Your Animal Friends Sunday, and Darcy Pariso, gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium, and Reiki master, is in the house, and we are going right back to the phones, And we're heading up to Marysville. And Anne, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Anne.
Hello.
Hello, Anne.
I could barely hear you. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, Anne, you're live on the air with Darcy Pariso. What can she help you with?
Thank you so much. A couple of months ago, I'm calling to see if it's possible to do a reading to tell me if my dogs are okay or if there's something different I need to be doing. But
okay, well, what are your dogs' names?
The biggest one is Nougat. The mm-hmm. next one in size is Daisy.
Uh-huh.
And the next is Rascal.
Okay, so you got three of them.
Yes.
Okay, and Nougat is what kind of dog?
They're all three rescue dogs, and the best that we can tell is that Nougat is a mixed Black Lab Rottweiler.
Okay, Black Lab Rott, and about how old?
They're all approximately 10 years.
Okay, 10 years, and a neutered male, I would assume, huh, with Nougat?
Correct.
Okay, and then so we got about a 10-year-old Daisy, and what kind of breed does she look like?
She mostly looks like a pit. But we were told that they believe she's a mix between a boxer pit.
Okay, so a boxer pit, female spayed, and then Rascal, he's another male?
He is a male, and the best we can tell is he's some sort of a doodle.
Some kind of a doodle, okay? All right.
We think that he may be a Brittany, the one with the white, the high, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we don't know.
All right, so you had some kind of illness with them. You want to know if they're okay, but is there some history you wanted to share with Darcy?
All it was is that a few months ago, I just made up my mind that I was not going to continue feeding them the typical kibble that you buy at Costco or whatever.
Right.
That I was going to try and find a way to feed them as healthy as possible, and so I started researching everything I could. I came across a lady in her book, talked with her on the phone. She gave me tons of ideas of what to do and how to do it. And then I went to a place in Kirkland, a food pantry, pet pantry.
Yeah, natural pet pantry in Kirkland, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. And began feeding my dogs that food, which is really expensive.
Yeah, the raw food.
When you have three, yes.
Yeah, especially you got three big dogs. I don't know about you, but I couldn't afford that.
Right, no. I tried it, but I could not afford it. So then I thought, okay, I can do this with the knowledge that I've gained. I know that how much now muscle meat I need to give and organ meat and bone and what the combination, and then all these other supplements that I could add in. So thinking that I was doing the right thing, I set out to buy as many whole chickens and whole turkeys and things of that nature. And then I bought a big old meat grinder mm-hmm. and, went on my path of trying to do this. Well, what led me to doing it on my own was that Rascal, after having consumed the stuff that I had bought from the store, the pet pantry place, he became very ill and he lost about 20 pounds, like overnight. Mm. So I got him into a doctor who really tends to be more of the naturopathic, mm-hmm. For the more holistic. And so she has him on a regimen now. She told me to begin cooking, lightly searing and cooking his food, feeding as much as he'll eat. So he is back gaining weight again. But the piece I forgot to mention was that I did get him tested a whole bunch of blood work and urine and all that. And what the problem appeared to be was he was suffering from pancreatitis.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
And that usually affects smaller dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually a result of, you have a big turkey dinner and they give the little dog all the fat and the greasy, yucky, the trimmings that aren't as healthy. And that will trigger a pancreatitis in the little dogs. But Rascal's a pretty good sized dog, right?
Well, he was.
Yeah. And you were feeding. Sounds like you were, you were doing an excellent raw food diet. I would question. And I would imagine that Rascal's got something underlying this. I mean, I would look at the Pleckner syndrome and the endocrine immune imbalance. That's very likely an issue there. Interesting that you're in Marysville, because the only vet in our area that knows about this endocrine immune imbalance is Dr. Bill Burlingame, and he's at Quilceta Veterinary Hospital in Marysville.
And that is where I've been taking Rascal, not to see that particular doctor, but to see Dr. Maggie there at that
hospital. She's good, but she doesn't have the knowledge and background that Dr. Bill has. So
okay.
That's between you and me.
Of course.
Okay. I go up there and I only see Dr. Bill. Okay.
Right.
And he is our Animal World vet and has been for many, many years. Now, Dr. Maggie's very good and all of that, but she doesn't have the knowledge and the experience in this area that Dr. Bill does. So, you know, you can tap in as well.
And what was the last name? I'm sorry.
Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Burlingame. Okay.
Now, you can check him out on Facebook, too. He just posted a really nice video on the Pleckner syndrome.
I'm trying to understand what you are calling that syndrome. Well, could you spell that for me?
Plechner. But is not well known. It has been missed in traditional veterinary medicine and poo-pooed by many. Dr. Bill is the only one in this area that is knowledgeable. But he did post about it and just recently on Facebook, a nice little video, which is up on you. Oh, I know how you can find it, Anne. Go to the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, okay, and scroll down.
Martha, I'm sorry, I'm trying to write everything. What did you say?
Well, it's this radio show's Facebook page, so it's Martha Norwalk's Animal World.
Norwalk Animal World.
Okay. Please like the page when you're there.
Right.
Okay. And then scroll down, and I think I posted it week before last, so it'll be a ways down, because I post a lot of animal stuff. But you'll find a video there with a picture of Dr. Bill standing next to the exam table with some supplements, and that's a really good little video. But that'll show you how to get to his Facebook page and stuff.
Okay.
But nonetheless, that's just something that because of where you are and what you're describing with Rascal, I think you need that information and you won't get it from Dr. Maggie.
Okay.
Okay.
And you said that was
Plechner.
Ner. Okay.
Correct. Now, you could tell Dr. Maggie, I talked to Aunt Martha on the radio on Sunday, and I want you to ask Dr. Bill about checking my dog for Pleckner, okay? Or you can deal with that. But anyway, now we might find out that this is all moot if Darcy says that's not there's not a connection there. It sounds like, so he got the pancreatitis on the raw food, then you went to making your own raw food.
Well, I went to making my raw, I kept the other two on raw. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I bought turkeys and chickens and a big old grinder, and I think I may have been part of the problem with Rascal, because whenever I first started making my own, I was not taking the skin off.
Right, that's what I was seeing.
The skin is a lot of fat, and once this happened to Rascal, I started undressing the birds before putting them in the grinder.
Yeah, okay,
so
good.
Now I do it with no skin.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because I forgot to say that I bet Darcy got something very similar when you're seeing those whole chickens, because you were probably, when you said whole chickens, I said, I bet you're doing the skin and the fat and all of that. That's what I got. Did you get that too,
yes,
Darcy?
Yes, I was
That's the pancreatitis thing. So anything else before Darcy tells us what she's getting here?
No, I just want to know if they're okay, or if you guys are seeing anything with any one of them, and am I on the right track? I just want to make sure that I'm
all right. Well, let's see what comes through Darcy here.
Well, I've been focusing on Rascal, and I feel that what he was showing me, it felt like almost like heat, like a burning or like heat around his digestion system when he was experiencing this. Has Dr. Maggie tested his thyroid? Do you know?
I can't answer that. I could go back and check the record.
Yeah. So I wonder if it's a little bit low. I don't know. I can't diagnose, of course, but I feel like there's something missing, and it doesn't feel like it's a big thing though. But it feels like it will make a difference once it's
okay.
Spotted.
Well, and I would just say that I would not have her just check the thyroid.
Yeah.
If you're going to do blood tests, then you run the Pleckner test, which is an EI1 test, because thyroid is included, but it will also test for the Pleckner imbalance, so you can rule them all on or off the course at the same time with one blood test, so you won't be wasting money.
Yeah,
right.
and they do it at they do it at Quilcita, because Dr. Bill runs tests all the time. He probably is more knowledgeable about Pleckner syndrome than any other vet in the country other than Dr. Pleckner,
yeah,
who discovered this and has been working with it for 60 years. Okay.
Okay.
But so you're picking up a thyroid thing.
Well, I wondered in the traditional blood tests if the thyroid looked off at all, but it feels like there's something in that package that could be low. I don't know that it feels like it's anything big, but it feels like there's something that hasn't been identified yet. And what was the other thing I was getting? So there was something there. I'm forgetting it now. Go back. What were you showing me?
Okay, well, you're looking at that, Darcy. I'll tell you, you've got something to write with, right, Anne?
I do. Hang on one second. I was told not to put those on the phone, so I'm trying to hold the phone to my ear and write at the same time. So, okay.
Because Dr. Bill, he does private consultations.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call him at 425.
Mm-hmm.
903-1913.
Okay.
And his email address is BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. So you can talk to him on the side, because he's got the private consultation business, if you want to talk to him about the Pleckner, or you can check him out on his Facebook page. And while Darcy's talking to you, I'm going back on the timeline here to see how far down that post is. And what I can do is repost it and move it up on the Animal World page.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do that before I leave the studio today. I will repost Dr. Bill's thing on Facebook so you can check that out. And because we are getting real low on time here. So, Darcy, did you tune into what you were...
I was just going to tell you that my dogs, I had two dogs, and they struggled with different things. And when I met Martha 2 years ago, she introduced me to Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Yeah.
And my dog lived another 2 years because of it. And both dogs did the Pleckner test. And some of the things they had were mild, but it made all the difference in the world that they were identified and treated properly. So my dog was actually saying that he was going to leave, and that...
Yeah,
he was actually
when I met you, he was telling us he was out of here.
Yeah, and Martha said, if we could find something to make you feel better, would you stay? And he said, oh, okay, just like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And I feel that I'm telling you this because I feel that there's something, it's not maybe big and glaring, but it's significant in his, how he will feel.
Yeah, now there's probably no coincidence that you're right up there where Dr. Bill is.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So,
Go ahead.
You wanted me to tune into Nougat and Daisy?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone in particular first?
No.
Okay. So Nougat is the black lab rot.
Yeah, we're real close on time here,
okay,
Darcy. Now we...
He feels healthy. He feels like he has some pretty good energy. It feels like he's got some good energy, and I see him with his mouth open like he's panting, like he's been out walking or exercising or moving around. He likes to feel his body. He feels strong and powerful in his body.
Yes.
Yeah, so he feels good. And so Daisy is the pit boxer mix.
Yes.
And what color is she?
Yellowish.
All right,
okay.
we are getting out of time here.
Okay.
Do you want us to put on hold? Do you mind talking to Anne off the air?
I don't see anything. Just
we're
with
good.
A quick scan,
okay.
I don't see anything with her.
Okay. Well, thank you all very, very
all right,
much.
So I'm going to find that Dr. Bill post. I will repost it on the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page so you can find it, Anne. And you've got Dr. Bill's contact information, and you can find him, I think, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. You will find him on Facebook.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Anne. And call me off the air if you need to.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Next week, all the Animal Planet stuff, Dr. Pohl and Dr. Jeff stuff, and then Janice from NuPro. And stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin and Alexis. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Darcy. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Trina. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.